Well, Sean Paul, we're expecting a tough game. Everybody was expecting it, but not the result you were expecting.
No, Tom, it's not the result we were hoping for anyway. Listen, everybody comes out to win every game, like, and we're not entitled to win games no more than anybody else. In fairness to all these lads, like, they came in at the start of the year, we've gelled these lads together. They worked tremendously hard. We couldn't be more proud of them, like, you know, when they gave everything they had today. Some of the lads maybe did the things didn't work out for them and the game didn't go for them, but that's the way any game can be. We said right from the start, like, Antrim are going to be a big test, like, you know, and we knew Liam Quinn was a fabulous young player, like, he broke his ankle last year and his greatest name, player like him back and flying and fit, and he's a great talent and great prospect for the future. But we have a great bunch of lads in Donegal. The fellas, they worked really, really hard, and there's a massive talent there.
Recovered well from a slow start, really, I suppose, a lucky enough goal, but they all count.
Yeah, absolutely. They made a slow start, but in saying that, we had two goal chances, good goal chances in the early in the game. We didn't take them. And then things like in Championship football, you have to be decisive. Like, and it just didn't work out for us. Like, you know, when there's other few frees and everything's the day that we have two or three very good free takers, and normally they're 100%, like, and some that didn't go over for us today, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, but you were back in the game at half time. What was your 3-0, I think, you know, and you came out well in the start of the second half and took the initiative, and there was a stiff breeze in that first half.
Yeah, we knew there was a big breeze, like, and, but then there was a shower of rain and kind of killed the breeze a bit, like, but yeah, we were 4 points down at half time, like, you know, and they came out and put a big start in the second half, and we got the game back, and we were waiting trying to get the level and then push on to get a point ahead, and we did, and with that goal in the start of extra time there that brought us 3 points ahead, like, you know, we should have pushed on from there, like, you know, and, but legs are tired, they put massive work in, they're doing an awful lot of running up and down the pitch, like, and there's players going, both teams going down with cramp all over the place, like, and we lost Jack McKelvey to black card, like, you know, but these are things that make big difference in the game, like, you know, no complaints about anything, like, you know, there's a fair game, and just on the day it didn't work out for us.
Yeah, disappointing, because I know you put in a lot of work into this, your players put in a lot of work.
And that's the thing about it, Tom. People don't realise the work that these lads do put in. Like, you know, they're out 3 times a week, like, you know, and they're away from the house. They could be away, but maybe travelling an hour and a half or 2 hours to train, and then train for two and a half hours every night. And they've worked tremendously hard. They're actually in great shape. Like, and maybe that's a thing that would be a bit disappointing today. We don't feel that we showed what we had. But there was a fierce pressure on these young lads there out in a home game. Like, the Antrim coming down here, they had nothing to lose. Same as we went up there last year, like, you know. And it just didn't happen.
Having said that, you have to give Antrim great credit, because they went 4 down in extra time and come back.
Yeah, listen, again, I said it right from the start, like, Antrim are a very good side. People look at Antrim and said, oh, they're not the top footballing side, like, but at underage they do huge amount of work, like, absolutely huge amount of work, and all the time I've been playing or involved with the development squads, Antrim always give a huge competition, like, you know, and they're great players in it, and, like, Antrim are doing the work as well, no more than any other county.